Welcome to Making Connections, a WMMT series on diversifying our future. With the unemployment rate stuck above 9%, many people are looking towards clean energy, not only as a way to reduce electric bills, but to create new careers in the coal fields. On Monday, January 31st, the Kentucky Sustainable Energy Alliance, composed of 34 organizations from across the state, came together in Lexington for a Clean Energy Summit to discuss new energy policy possibilities for the state and to build support for the Kentucky Clean Energy Opportunities Act. This bill, designed to make clean energy projects easier in Kentucky, is being introduced to the legislature this week. Jason Bailey, Research and Policy Director for the Mountain Association for Community Economic Development, cites several statewide energy trends that he says underline the need for new energy options.
The landscape is changing for utilities and for the providing electricity in Kentucky in a lot of ways. One is that electricity prices are rising. They've been going up about 40% over the last 5 years. They're expected to rise even more in future years, and so that's a real challenge for people. As we are used to a state where rates are relatively low, moving to a state where many places people's bills are at the national average or above the average, so that makes it harder for families, for businesses to be able to afford energy. So that's one of the trends that has been happening. A second is that our energy system, we have an aging energy system. Most of our power plants are over 30 years old in Kentucky. They were built and paid for many years ago, and they are coming to the end of their useful life. And so we're going to be facing choices about whether to retire those plants, whether to build new energy capacity of some kind. And so that will mean new costs in one way or the other. So there is a real threat that we have to be able to face and to talk about. At the same time, there are real opportunities. We haven't paid much attention to our energy usage. So plugging those holes and becoming more energy efficient means opportunities to save money and to create jobs in doing that work. And secondly, I would say that we do have renewable energy potential in all parts of the state, including eastern Kentucky. And so now's the time to begin to figure that out and tap those projects and create those opportunities locally.
Matt Partymiller has been working to do just that with his business, Solar Energy Solutions, started in 2006. The company employs 7 full-time and 2 part-time workers and installs solar electric, solar hot water, and small wind turbines throughout the state. From this experience, Partymiller is hopeful for the future of solar in the state.
Solar is a great potential industry for Kentucky to invest in. We have the potential to create quality jobs for Kentuckians at all levels, from actual installation of solar systems, from skilled Kentucky laborers to sales, distribution, investing in new technology, new manufacturing processes, new potential solar technologies. All these things can come from Kentucky. It's just a matter of starting off right and starting off with an investment from the state to get the industry going. And that's true of any industry you see coming to Kentucky. You see some initial impetus from the state, and that's what we need here.
Although one often hears that solar can't work here in the mountains, Matt Partymiller, who makes his living installing such systems, says there's no problem.
Solar is a great resource throughout the state of Kentucky. Eastern Kentucky is no different from Central Kentucky, which is no different from Western Kentucky. You see a little minor variance based on location within the state, but it's very minor, as in tenths of a percent, maybe a percent. What you might see is site-specific variation. Solar needs southern access, unhindered, unshaded access to the sun. That is what we look for on an installation. If there's shade trees, solar's not viable. But mountains, clouds hanging overhead, those are all things that are factored into our surveys, our analysis when we site a system, and the variance between systems we've installed in Louisa and systems we've installed in Covington or Fort Campbell are very minimal.
Solar installation is a source of many potential jobs in eastern Kentucky. Kristen Trotz, a research and policy associate for the Mountain Association for Community Economic Development, says this is one of many areas where clean energy can provide new jobs.
There's definitely significant opportunities in the construction and manufacturing sectors, both of which could apply to communities in eastern Kentucky. You know, the retrofit opportunities with housing, the housing stock in eastern Kentucky has a lot of a lot of ways to go in terms of efficiency potential and toward tightening up the houses and making the houses more efficient. And that work is inherently labor intensive. It's more intensive than building a new house because you're not starting from scratch. You have to fix specific problems. You have to go in there, you test to find out where is the heat leaking out, where are there structural problems, bring in the folks to actually repair those houses, and that creates significant job opportunities in the area. So that's one place. And then manufacturing has the potential to be attractive to communities in eastern Kentucky as we start to look at the opportunities to make parts of renewable energy systems. So whether it's turbine blades or the panels for solar panels, there's the component manufacturing piece that is potentially attractive for eastern Kentucky also.
People in the field say that realizing the potential for a clean energy economy will require training workers for the jobs that will open up. Matt Partymiller knows this is true for the solar industry.
Skilled labor is an essential part of solar. We are an industry heavily based on installers. So what we need to see are apprentice job training programs that allow Kentuckians from across the Commonwealth to learn the skills necessary to install solar hot water, solar electric systems, and then translate those skills into meaningful jobs installing green energy throughout the state.
Matt Partymiller of Solar Energy Solutions. We also heard from Jason Bailey and Kristen Trotz of the Mountain Association for Community Economic Development in Berea. Reporting for WMMT, I'm Sylvia Ryerson. Making Connections is brought to you by WMMT, Mountain Community Radio. Find out more at makingconnectionsnews.org.